Hi everyone, this is Sardia from the Church Girl Podcast. Welcome back, guys. I thank you guys so much for always listening, and thank you guys for the love. God is good and He's able. He's mighty to do all that He can do. He has got all by Himself. So today, guys, tonight, whenever time you're listening, this is another episode of the series, It's True. This episode is all about testing. Ooh. So tonight's reading will be the great book of Job. Job 13 verse 15, and it says, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain mine own ways before him." Amen. Bless the Lord. How do you come out of your season of testing? Just how do you come out of a season that seems like it's never ending? A season that seems like it will go on, and you're not sure if God is there. You're not sure if He's to the left or to the right. You're not sure because you can't hear Him, because it seems so dark and everything around you just seems like God is not listening and He's not hearing you. I always hear this analogy of when the student is doing a test, the teacher is never present to give the student the answer. So when we're going through a test and a season of testing when it comes to God, but He will be quiet just to see how we react to that testing season. He will be quiet just to see how we navigate through that time, because a test and a period of testing is to just know how much knowledge you have gained from whatever you've learned. It's to know how much a season of testing is so necessary as a child of God, because it shows others just how much of a big God our God is. It shows others just how much He is God all by Himself. Because a period and a season of testing is all to show the mighty hand of God. Because after that season has passed, He always comes through with great work and great miracle just to prove that He is God. He says, "Yea, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him." It was a time when Job was going through the most difficult and trying time of his life. Everything he lost. He didn't know where to turn, what to look to, who to look to. He knew he had God. So he said, even though I'm being slain, yet will I still trust in the Lord, because He is God all by Himself. And if He's putting me through this situation, it must be for a reason. At the time, during the testing, you don't know what the testing is for sometimes. But after the testing, we could find out what it was for exactly. Sometimes it's to build endurance. Sometimes it's to take us up in the spirit. Sometimes it's to build our faith. Because sometimes we lack endurance in God. Sometimes we lack faith in what He's able to do. Sometimes we lack perseverance in the work of God. Sometimes we just become so tired and so burdened down with everything. So burnt out with the work that we've done in God. That sometimes God have to really try us to make sure that we're still at that place with Him. Amen. We don't know what God is doing. We could only trust and pray and hope and believe and have faith that what He is doing is for our own good. Amen. Even in the testing time, we have to remember that His strength is always made perfect. That even when we're weak and even when we're going through that, we can look to Him and know that we could gain strength in that situation. Sometimes the enemy rise up against us so powerfully and so mighty that sometimes we have to question and ask, is there really God? Is God really looking out for me? I know I've been through situations where I've questioned and I'm like, God, why aren't you coming through for me? I know you can move the heaven. I know you can meet, you can move this earth. You can move the mountain. You can take me out of the valley. But it is after all this that I realize that sometimes God, it's necessary for us to go through these processes. The songwriter say, in the valley, he restored my soul. Because sometimes in the dark, in the lowest of low, that's when he build us up. In the lowest of low is when he take us up from a place sometimes that is so dark and so burdened on. Sometimes take us from a place where we have no faith, that we have to, there's no other way to turn but to put our faith and our trust in him. He is so God. You know, sometimes we go through some situation where we really have just trust God in the process. Just trust him in everything that is going on. Sometimes we don't know where we are going, but we have to still hold on. Yeah, though he slay me, yet will I trust in. We have to listen to the voice of God. The only way we could listen to the voice of God sometimes is to be still. So sometimes it's necessary for him to put us through the testing. Because in a testing, you can't ask questions. You can't raise your hand. You can't say, miss this, miss that. You can't do anything. Only thing you're focusing on is the paper that's before you. You being still. So in a season of testing, and we have to pray to God and ask God, like, is it a season of testing? Because sometimes we don't know it is a season of testing until we've passed over it. And then we feel the test. So sometimes we have to ask God, is it a testing? And if it is a testing, mighty God, what are you trying to show me in this season? What are you trying to have me understand? And what are you trying to have me learn in this season of testing? Being still is very important. When we're still, we're able to hear God's voice. When we're still, we're able to understand what he's saying unto us. Sometimes it's in the stillness that we could truly hear what he's saying. We could truly hear his voice. We have to learn to be still. We have to learn. To be still. Be still and know that I am God. It says in Psalms 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. That he's able to fight our battles. That he's able to go to war. That even when the enemy tried to say ha ha over our life, that he's still God. That he could stand firm. And deliver us. From every situation, from any situation. That's the God that we serve. We have to listen to his voice. Even when the enemy laugh at our downfall, be still. Even when it looks dark, be still. Even when it's so hard to breathe, be still. Even through depression and hurt and pain, be still. Even through lack of love, be still. Even through not hearing anything, be still and know that he is God. And through everything, he's able to bring you through. We are servant of the Most High God. And it is important how we get out of a testing season. How we get out of a testing season tells a lot about our walk in Christ. It tells a lot about our faith. It tells a lot about who we believe in and who we trust in. In the testing season, we have to make sure that we know we are in God and hearing his voice and knowing that he is able to deliver us. Our testing season is necessary as children of God. The devil tried to show us up sometimes to be not true Christian and not walking in God's will. So we have to prove him wrong during the test. We have to listen to the only true voice, the still voice. And that's Jesus Christ. We have to hold on to Jesus's hand. My God, I am so grateful that he was so willing and so able to step down off his throne to come and die for our sins so that we could spend eternal life with him in heaven. I thank you, Lord, for loving us so much. I thank you, Lord, for being our strength, for being our guide, that even in difficult and rough situation that we can be still and know that you are God, that even in slaying mighty God, that we know that you are God all by yourself. Mighty God, I thank you for being powerful and mighty. I thank you for being God. I thank you for being God. It is true. 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 How much we are rooted in him. It is true. God tests us to see just how far we've come. It is true that God is able to bring us through the testing season so that we could be victorious. It is true that even when the devil and the enemy laugh at us, that he's still God and that he still stands firm and that his promises are still yea and amen, and that he's still able to deliver, that he's still able to provide, because he is Jehovah Jireh. God, we thank you for loving us. We thank you for being our strength. We thank you, mighty God, for testing. My God, we thank you that, my God, that we can rest assured that you are God. Mighty God, help us to be still in the testing season. My God, help us to stand firm on your promises, my God. Help us to stand true and to be true to you in the name of Jesus. My God, I ask you even now, Lord God, that you cover us, cover our minds, our bodies, our spirit, mighty God. Help us to love others, mighty God, no matter what we go through, mighty God. Help us to love others even through the testing time. Because sometimes through the testing times, we can become so impatient. We complain, we murmur. We ask God why. We ask him why can't he deliver us. But God, thank you for testing. Thank you for helping us to prove you, mighty God, in that testing season. So thank you, Lord God, for the testing season. Help us to come out of our testing season victorious, triumphant. My God, help us to not do the test over and over again. Because my God, until we pass a test, we will do the test over and over and over again. Help us to get a passing grade through our testing season. And whatever, God, that you want us to learn in that season, mighty God, whether it be faith, whether it be love, whether it be patience, mighty God, whether it's to kill pride, mighty God, whether it's to give us humility, whether it's to grow, mighty God, help us to come out of our testing season triumphant, victorious, and free. Thank you, Lord God, for giving me this, mighty God, opportunity to share your word, Lord God. Thank you guys for listening, and I pray that you guys will continue to come back to listen as we continue to learn about God and spread his word. God is able to lead you from your place of brokenness, from your place of downcast, from your place of depression, from your place of lost. He's able to bring you to a place of joy and peace and happiness. Trust in the Lord and trust him in the testing. This is Sardia from the Church Girl Podcast. Have a wonderful time, and thank you guys for listening. Guys, please remember to follow the podcast page on Instagram, churchgirl_podcast, and leave a comment and leave a like. Guys, you could also DM me for questions, and guys, remember to share in the fellowship of Christ. Share with your brothers. The Bible says we're one and two are gathered, touching anything concerning him, he's in the midst to bless. So guys, don't forget to also fellowship with your brothers and go to church. It's important that we also spend time in the presence of the Lord to worship and to glorify his wonderful name. I thank you guys for listening. I love you guys. Have a wonderful time. God is good. Amen. It is true.